Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting second. The right fielder, Harry Rice. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Leo Dixon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Lamott. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ernie Wingard. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ernie Wingard. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The right fielder, Cliff Lee. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Freddie Spurgeon. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Joe Klugman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Uhel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, George Uhel. And now, play ball. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Uhel covering, for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lee. Rice reaches second base with a double. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rice scores. Sisler moves to second. It's 1-0, Browns. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Sisler moves to third. Williams moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. There's the throw to third and Williams is out for the double play. Sisler scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Browns. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker takes first base on ball 4. Lee moves to second. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee scores. Speaker moves to third. Burns moves to second. It's 2-1, Browns. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Jacobson, who is chasing the ball. Sewell reaches third base with a triple. Speaker scores. Burns scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to home to get Sewell. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lamott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Baby doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klugman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon strikes out. Two outs. Bobby LaMotte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaMotte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Klugman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klugman hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wingard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ernie Wingard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klugman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klugman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Rice takes first base on ball 4. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sisler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rice moves to third. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rice scores. Sisler moves to third. It's Browns, 3, Indians, 3. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Williams steals second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Baby doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacobson hits a line drive into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee hits a fly ball. Lee hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Jacobson is chasing the ball. Lee rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park home run. It's 4-3, Indians. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Speaker takes first base on ball 4. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. LaMotte fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Burns moves to second. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Burns scores. It's 5-3, Indians. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0-for-1 in the game. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Dixon hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 0-for-1 in the game. Lamott takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Wingard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingard is 0-for-1 in the game. Wingard hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robertson hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Klugman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klugman is 0-for-1 in the game. Klugman hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0-for-1 in the game. Uhel hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wingard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Rice hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Lee. Rice reaches second base with a double. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Rice trying to get to home. Jameson throws the ball into Sewell, who tags Rice, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler fields the ball and throws to Wingard covering. Safe. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Burns reaches second base with a double. Speaker goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Indians. Elam Van Gilder now pitching. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Sewell bunts in front of the plate. Dixon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Burns moves to third. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0-for-2 in the game. Spurgeon hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Lamott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Klugman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sewell. The throw from Dixon and he is safe. Sewell steals second. Joe Klugman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klugman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Klugman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 0-for-2 in the game. Dixon hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lamott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0-for-2 in the game. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lamott fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lamott. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jameson hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat McNulty pinch hits for Cliff Lee. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Van Gilder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Uhel moves to second. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Van Gilder fields it and throws to first for the out. Uhel moves to third. McNulty moves to second. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rice throws the ball into Lamott, who tags Burns trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Uhel scores. McNulty scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 8-3, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Pat McNulty now playing right field. Jack Tobin pinch hits for Elam Van Gilder. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tobin for the out. One out. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robertson hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McNulty. Sisler reaches second base with a double. Rice goes all the way around to score. It's 8-4, Indians. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Uhel covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Browns 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Tobin now playing left field. Joe Gard now pitching. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards second. McManus scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0 for 3 in the game. Spurgeon hits a line drive towards short. Lamott reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jacobson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McNulty. Jacobson reaches second base with a double. McManus goes all the way around to score. It's 8-5, Indians. Herschel Bennett pinch hits for Leo Dixon. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jacobson scores. It's 8-6, Indians. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lamott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 1 in the game. Tobin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McNulty. Tobin reaches second base with a double. There goes Lamott trying to get to home. McNulty throws the ball into Sewell, who tags Lamott, who came all the way from first, for the out. Two outs. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 4 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robertson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Browns 6. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Rego now catching. Joe Klugman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klugman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Klugman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lamott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0 for 3 in the game. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Jameson hits a pop-up towards short. Lamott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, two doubles, and a walk. Rice hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klugman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Falk pinch hits for Joe Jard. Chet Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Falk moves to second. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Jacobson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Falk scores. McManus moves to second. It's 8-7, Indians. Bullet Joe Bush pinch hits for Tony Rego. Bullet Joe Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a line drive into left field. Jameson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jameson. McManus scores. Jacobson goes all the way around to score. Bush moves to second. It's 9-8, Browns. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Lamott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bush scores. It's 10-8, Browns. Carl Yael now pitching. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lamott. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Sewell applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Indians 8. The Indians will come to bat. Dixie Davis now pitching. Bullet Joe Bush now playing right field. Harry Rice now catching. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McNulty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. McNulty moves to second. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got four RBIs. Burns is hit by the pitch. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt pinch hits for Luke Sewell. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt takes first base on ball 4. McNulty moves to third. Burns moves to second. Harvey Hendrick pinch hits for Freddie Spurgeon. Bullet Joe Bush now pitching. Joe Evans now playing right field. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tobin, who is chasing the ball. Hendrick reaches third base with a triple. McNulty scores. Burns scores. Myatt goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 11, and St. Louis Browns, 10. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.